Hello, and welcome to Trisha's Talk 101, where we talk about mostly anything, from what's what in entertainment, the latest fashion trends and styles, to who's who on the big screen, to what's going on here in the Mid-South. Go get your snacks, kick back, relax, and let me tell you how it is.
Monday Night Live. I am the narrator, Emily Pearls, for the Monday Night Live show. And tonight, we've got, starting off at the top of the show, your girl is in Studio A out of New York and straight to Memphis. Hi, Trisha.
Hey, Emily, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I hope it's better. I'm loving this weather in Memphis. Right now in Chicago, New York, they are even cooler than we are. We've got 77 degrees with a few clouds. And some good weather. Yeah. And, of course, you know, Times Square bumping it always. I looked at the window. I thought, wow, I'll probably do a commercial break to come back. So what are you talking about tonight? Good to have you
well,
live.
Yes, it feels so good to be live. I'm sorry, everyone. I know you all have been wondering where I have been. I have been working. So it's good to be back into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight's topic is about who cheats better, women or men, and why.
Interesting.
I chose this topic because, me personally, I have seen it a lot of times, and I have also been in debates with people asking that the most or who cheats better. I'm like, hey, to be honest, me personally, I feel like a woman cheats better because when a woman cheats, you're not going to have no clue at all that she's cheating on you. And I want to tell you why. I'm about to break it down. When a woman cheats, a woman can have a man. I'm going to tell you what this person told me on one of my posts, on a post that I actually commented on. And I agree with her. When a woman cheats, a woman can have a side guy for years and not get caught because still going to do the same thing she was doing while she was with that man before she started cheating. So, for instance, you and her are together. She's cooking, cleaning, washing the clothes, answering the phone calls, answering your text messages, gives you money if you need it. Like, that's what a woman would do on a regular. Even if she's cheating, you're not going to know that she's cheating. Why? Because she's still constantly doing the same thing she's been doing while you all are together. Whereas when a man cheats, a man gets caught, phone unlocked, for her number. You're talking to Pizza Hut at 1 o'clock in the morning. We know your girl. Come on now, we not doing. Not only that, when we call, don't get no answer. When we text, don't get no reply. You cut the phone off, or you say, oh, boy, baby, my phone was dead. Like, come on. A woman, she going to find a way to answer your phone call. She going to find a way to answer your ticket. Yes, she may be cheating. Yes, she may be with her side guy, whatever. But at the end of the day, she's still going to answer that phone, and she's still going to reply to your text. Whereas a man, y'all just... Do y'all be thinking when y'all be cheating? That's what I want to know. Do y'all think we are cheating? because I don't think y'all be, I don't think y'all think about it than do it. And then most people, it's like when they say, nah, I'm not going to be the thing, because it's another topic for another day. So I ain't going to be the thing. But, like, come on then. I tell people, because me and a whole lot of people have actually had this discussion, and they asked, that was like, coochie belt, women or me. And I was like, women, duh, we smarter than y'all. They was like, so what you trying to say? I said, I'm just saying, well, if y'all don't think it all the way through, it's like y'all just think about it in that moment, but y'all don't actually just think about the process all the way through. Whereas a woman, when she do things, trust and believe, she gonna have everything down packed. She gonna make sure this go as it's planned, this let him go as it's planned. That's how we women do. I'm not saying that I cheat, but I'm just observing how we do things. Just put that out there. But I'm saying, like, I can say that some women do get caught because, I mean, hey, you bound and determined to get caught eventually. I'm not saying, I'm just saying we get caught lit because every time you look around with a man, when he cheat, it's like you can see it. He come home, he brings you flowers, and he don't bring you flowers on a regular day. You know the man did something wrong. I'm just saying. Now, sometimes it may be to surprise you. I'm not going to knock it. But if your man don't give you flowers on an ordinary day, that's because Miss Becky or whoever that gave him from, or he was talking to that person the previous night, and he come home smelling like Irish spring or a dial soap. Guess what? He been with somebody. I'm just saying. Because when a woman, when we do it, we have it all planned out. We'll accept the flowers, go out on the little day. For example, on why did I get married? Why did I get married too? He actually knew she was cheating because she started changing. That's really when you can tell when a person is cheating, the way they started. You pay attention to how y'all acted at the beginning. If you pay attention to how your partner acted at the beginning of y'all relationship, you get calls every day, texts every day, morning, noon, night time. You on a break, they call or they text you on a break. Every break that they have, they call and text you. All of it throughout our relationship. As time go on, and starting out to get phone calls, you get more text messages, or you get less calls and less text messages, then this shit goes on. Not only that, let's put it like this. A dude can tell you, what was it? A dude can say, baby, I was busy all day. I've been busy all day. I ain't had my phone all day. Do you not know you can sing this text that morning? Hey, good morning, baby. Good morning, love. Whatever you say, I'm going to be doing such this day. I will call you when I have. You not going to just sleep and not talk to your girl the whole day. This is me personally. So, you up and telling me your phone been dead or your phone been dead, your phone been dead. Guess what? Who can play that game? And I tell people, play that game. You guess what? I can play that game 10 times better. And you're not going to like how I play that game. I'm just saying. But it's like, I don't know what it is about people with you. If you don't want to deal with that person, just tell that person how you feel. You can only take so much from a person. It's like you can still love that person, but you can still cheat. I don't know how people do it, but it's like people have double standards. They feel like a woman can't cheat, but a man can cheat. If a woman cheat for attention, time. A dude, I think they cheat. To be honest, I don't even know why they cheat. All we ask for is attention and time. That's it. No material thing. Well, you got some that deal with material, but me personally, I'm not a materialistic type of person. Because, I mean, who's to say it's going to be here tomorrow? But whereas when a man cheats, I don't even know why they cheat. But that's a question. Why do men cheat? That's another
question. And that's a good question. Maybe we can get it from some of our callers. You know, it's interesting that you would bring up this topic, have this topic tonight, because they just said on the news that it appears they did some kind of study. Of course, you know, some college, they always doing studies. And the result was that people see and over cheat more than the millennials do. They said that the millennial generation, the studies show that they are more faithful. And then my other point is sometimes men can cheat and be very slick about it. They will answer your call while they with the other woman.
Yes, it is possible. That is possible.
They do that for sure to make sure they answer your call so that you don't suspect anything, you know. And so, therefore, if they do that, then it would be hard to be suspicious if they would cheat, you know, take a break, and then go to the audience and see what the audience thinks. What do you think?
I like that idea. Let's go.
Okay. Well, listen, y'all, call in now at 1-646-200-3422. The chat room is also open. If you would like to come in there and just put your comment, you know, without your voice on the radio. tell everybody, get on your text and get on your Twitter, get on your Facebook, get on Twitter. I say all of it and have them call in right now. Get in on this hot topic. Or more, men or women. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Hello, you're listening to Trisha's Talk 101, where we talk about mostly anything. So kick back, relax, and we'll be right back.
Surprise, surprise! Guess who's going to be your first sponsor? It's Patrick and Tony, your mom and dad. We are so proud of you. Keep up the good work and remember to see the vision through the eye of the tiger. Love you!
From your loving parents, a proud sponsor of Latricia's Talk 101 radio show.
Now, please press 1, comment, or ask a question with your girl, Trisha, of Trisha's Talk 101. And you are back live, Trisha.
Why, hello. We are back. So, do we have any callers thus far, or I can continue talking?
We have some callers in the studio, but no one has raised their hand. Let me tell y'all how to do that. Sometimes we do have to remind them. I'll take the phone away from your ear and press 1 Do not hang up. I just press raise your hand. And we've got a caller now. Hey, welcome to the show. You're talking to Trisha of Trisha Talk 101.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, caller.
This is your sister.
Hello, little sister. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's
good. Honestly feel like women cheat better than men.
Mm.
Because men, they do dumb stuff to get themselves caught.
Mm.
But sometimes some women, they be doing dumb stuff too. Like, they gonna encourage the man to cheat.
Mm.
Like, how you gonna encourage the man to cheat? That's gonna make it obvious that you cheat. So then a man get his suspects or his feelings. Mm. Like, okay, so she cheating on me. Yes.
Now, you said that she could be saying that he's cheating, right?
Yes.
Now, what if she's seen the evidence in his phone, then what?
Well, then he just cheated. I mean, dudes don't ever delete nothing no way. So, that's how they get caught up. They don't delete nothing. A female, on the other hand, she'll have her best friend number saved under a nigga number, well, a dude number.
Next caller. Why, yes, caller. I totally agree. Yes, we as women tend to do certain things that won't get us caught. Like,
they men don't do. They men don't get to do.
Like, in my fall, my best friends, their number are saved as wifey. And they, well, when I was around my ex-boo one day, me and him, we was riding around, and he seen my phone. And he was like, dang, so you got another dude calling you? I said, no, look at it. And we also had our picture. He was like, oh, I was about to say, you got a whole lot of dudes. I'm like, no. So we as women, we can't be slippery because guess what? You will never know. So, caller, I totally agree with you. I agree 100%.
Yeah, because you could put somebody else's picture on the number too.
Right.
You know, so they still would know, even if it was your guy on the side phone number, because you could put a girl by it.
Or they would say, oh, well, baby, this is my cousin. And my cousin, he this and he that. You do have some women that say, oh, this is my brother or this is my cousin. Thank you, caller, for calling in with your comments for Trisha Talk 101. We're going to put you back into the gray room so you can continue to listen to the show.
All right.
Why, thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller. All right, then. That was the phone. Back in the old days, we didn't have cell phones.
Right.
And, but we had word of mouth. And the word of mouth was very, very tricky because I had a best friend. We were in high school. And her boyfriend, we lived on the same street, and her boyfriend had to ride the bus to our neighborhood to come and see her, right? And
right.
However, the bus stop was right in front of our house on both sides of the street. In other words, the incoming bus was in front of the grocery store that was next door to us, which was right next to, and you know, practically in front of our house. And then the other one, the outgoing bus stop, one driveway down on the other side. So, you know, I would be out in sports a lot of times, just out in the yard, kicking it and that sort of thing, you know. And I think it was probably only a couple of times, two or three times, when he got off the bus. You know, he just stood and talked for me, took me for a minute or two, you know, maybe five. And then he'd walk on down the street to her house. Well, you know, somebody told her that her man was seeing me, was cheating on her. And, you know, she wanted to fight me over that. And she was going around telling everybody what she was going to do to me in high school. And she was a tall, big girl. And you know how short I am, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I said, look, this is something that's not going to go on for weeks and weeks and weeks. Because I told her myself, I said, girl, your man, I forgot his name. I said, Salonga, it's not, we don't have anything going on. He is not trying to talk to me, and I'm trying to talk to him. Well, she wouldn't even believe me. So she's going to get at school and try to show out in the lunchroom, you know, in the cafeteria, talking all loud and stuff. And I say, well, you know what? It ain't but one way to put this to the end. Come on, meet me outside. So she gets on up and you go back to the crowd following and everything. I was like Obie Taylor, you know. One thing I could defend myself. So, but that would be the first fight I had with someone tall and big as she was, but I sure was going to do it. And so, and so we got on after, you know, she in my face, I'm in her face. I said, well, come on in, hit me. Yeah, and she would not hit me. And that ended that and fly it off with some remark, and she walked off. And her, you know, her circle went with her, and my circle went with me. Because I just wanted her, since she was accusing me, I want you to pass first, as we used to call it back then, pass the first lick. Yeah. But she wouldn't do it because she knew. She knew within her heart that I was not trying to talk to her boyfriend. She was going about what somebody said. So okay. I just wanted to share that because word of mouth, you have to watch that too. All right, so we have now caller, press one, so that you can get in on this hot topic tonight with Trisha Talk 101. She wants to know men or women. And Trisha's point of view is that women cheat. So what do you have to say about that, caller? Press one now and come on and get in on this conversation. So, Trisha, you're live until someone presses one.
No problem. And the crazy part about it, because the people that have commented on my post, they have said women. This one lady, she said, men mess up and can't play nothing out. Or my to have the same side dude for years and still come home, cook, clean, and lay it down. And she's right. A woman can cheat and you will never know. If she's the only way a man...
Go ahead. We got to call her as soon as you say that.
Okay. The only way a woman will get caught is if she starts changing like the dudes do. That's the only way she will get caught. Other than that, you will never know that woman is cheating on you. But let's go ahead and take this caller, though.
All right. Hi, Colin. Welcome. You're alive. Patricia.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Colin, we can hear you. Oh, good. This is a very interesting topic. You know, I like this. This is funny. I don't really have a side because I really wouldn't know which one cheats better. But when I look at different things, you know, when they have different articles that come out for about people living different lives or double lives, the majority of the time I see more men than you see women.
Sure do.
But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, what is it and what does it take for them to actually be able to do those things? And the thing about it is that what people don't understand when you're cheating is just you got to lie. You have to continue to lie and lie and lie. And you keep telling those lies. Eventually the truth is going to come out one way or the other, be it man or woman, whoever's doing the cheating. I said, but when she was talking about that, it made me think, like I said, about how different people live different lives and they live double lives and they do documentaries and have different, all these different movies and stuff on television about, you know, men and women, you know, that have double lives, you know. So that's to me, that would be the hardest thing to be trying to do. Please this person, please that person or whatever. And then it's like she was saying earlier, if you're not happy, you know, then walk away. You know, be man or woman enough to just walk away from the relationship if you're not happy in the situation that you're in. So, like I said, I don't really know if it's men or women that cheat, you know, which one cheats the better of the two. But like I said, I just admit it's when they show about people that actually do that, and there are people that actually live double lives and probably still doing it and been doing it for years, you know.
Yeah.
So my thing is, what gratification do you get from that? You know, eventually when you're found out, you're not only hurting the people that you love or that you claim to love, but you're also hurting families that have been built based on the lies that he or she has told. You know, it's just something to think about and food for thought.
Right. Well, you know, Trisha asked earlier, why do people cheat, men or women? And my answer to that is because they're promiscuous. And promiscuity is the reason for it, meaning that they are not satisfied with one.
Right.
And, it is quick for a guy, and women, you know, women used to didn't do it back in the day, but they will do it now too. But I used to have guys, I can't pay anyway. I don't care nothing about him. You can see me too. I don't care nothing. I don't want to go with him. I want to go with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And now it's like, in my eyes, women are acting more like men. Because a woman can call a dude or call a guy and tell him, hey, I need this, I need that. He do it, and he gone on, and she sent him about his way. Won't hear from about a month, couple weeks, or whatever. And then she called him again. It's like women can play that game, too. It's like the way I see it, women are starting not to care anymore. Women are starting not to have feelings anymore. And it's like, why bother? Get close to somebody. They turn around and do you wrong. Not saying that all men are like you, but just saying out of all situations that have occurred. But it's like a woman see it as, okay, I'm tired of being played, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm about to act like a dude. I'm about to act like a guy. I've been doing this way, I'm about to treat every guy that come my way, I'm about to treat them this way. Guys are acting more like women. When you really think about it, you actually swapping positions. Guys are turning around actually being the women, and women are turning around actually being the guys, because I've actually had a conversation about this. And we all agree. We was like, yeah, when you think about it, yeah. And they was like, y'all just wrong. Y'all just, I said, well, now y'all see how we feel in the process. Now y'all see. They was like,
yeah.
But I ain't never did this. I ain't never did that. I said, well, hey, you a dude. So
I
can categorize you between them both.
I'm like a lawyer cross-examiner. to my knowledge, I have only cheated one time in a relationship, and that was during the time that, you know how you be on and off, you break up, and then you have maybe a month or 2 month breakup, and you go back, you know, together, end up going back together. Well, this was during the time that we broke up, and I was really, really good. So I was me, because my motto was, look, I can only take one at a time. I can't cope but one at a time. Because they require too much of your time. And I always had to have me. I always put me in front of relationships. I got to have time to do what I need to do or what I want to do. I don't have time to baby. And most of the time, men, when you first get in a relationship, they're so needy. And I can't, you know, and that needed to get my nerves. I can speak from experience, y'all, because I've been divorced 3 times. So, yeah, that says it right there. Because when you get too needy, and you keep getting all in my face, and or if you cheat, you gone. Ain't no coming back. I don't know if y'all saw this post. Some guy kept texting me, come out. This is so-and-so, you're trying to come out way back. And I said, you know what? I told him, I don't even know who you are. And it wouldn't stop. And I put his number and his text on Facebook. I said, look, whoever man this is, y'all need to stop this. You need to stop this man from texting me, because I don't know who he is. And if I knew who he was, I don't want him. And if I don't know him, I don't want him. And if I knew him before, I sure in the hell don't want him.
Look, Emmy, he one of my numbers. and you have people out there that's like that. Because I had this one lady, she texted my phone.
it was like, she's an older one, like she a grown woman. You talking to so-and-so, so-and-so. Like, I called this number, and she wanted to text. Everybody know I don't do no texting. You got a problem, you call my phone. She texted me, so I called the number. So she kept on sending me long paragraphs. I told everybody on Facebook, this number keeps constantly texting my phone. So everybody called this number and figure out who she is. Everybody that I know called and texted. Didn't nobody get no reply or nothing. I said, that's how you handle it.
Yeah, that's how you handle it. You expose it on Facebook. Well, Trisha, would you believe it's 7:31 already?
Oh, wow. We went a minute over.
Yeah, so no problem. I'll extend Candy's show for the time that you've gone over it. Now it's time for all the things to come to an end.
I apologize, Miss Candy. I just wanted to get that out there. I did not mean to run over. I am truly, truly
That's my
sorry.
Fault. I was all wrapped up in the conversation because I'm the time monitor, so it's not your fault, Trisha. So I'll apologize.
Well,
I apologize, Candy.
Well, let's click up. Well, hold on. Let me wrap
wait
this
a minute.
Up real.
Candy has something to say. Hold on just a minute. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Trisha. I am so glad to hear you this week. You did an awesome job. I really enjoyed your show. I had got all caught up in the conversation, and I didn't realize it was after 7:30. So you did an excellent job. I was captivated by the conversation. You guys was conversating so well, and it was so interesting. Great job.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your support, and I'm a big fan of yours as well. I thank you so much for your encouraging words. It means so much to me.
You're so welcome.
I just wanted to tell you thank you. Please stay with me, and it feels good to be back on the air on this Monday. Everyone, let's give it up and get ready to hear Miss Candy. Miss Candy talks. I think I said
it right. Candy's conversation.
Candy's conversation. Yes, everyone
and just
let's get ready.
Candy's talking about love and happiness. So y'all.
Give your business the exposure it needs on one of the world's fastest-growing internet talk shows. Sponsor the Emily Pearl Show today and reach local, national, and international buyers. Call us 901-644-7346. Message or inbox us on Facebook and Twitter. Or email us now. EmilyPearlsKirk@gmail.com. You've got plenty to say, so do it the Emily Pearl Show way. That's 901-644-7346. 901-644-7346.
Conversation where your opinion matters. Every topic is open for discussion. Let's have dinner and a conversation. The lines are now open.
Emily Pearls, thank you so much for tuning in to Monday Night Live. I apologize for cutting off the end of
Trisha's pre-recorded message or message was from last week, but my mouthy thing just went somewhere it wasn't supposed to go. I do apologize. So we're coming to you straight out of New York to Memphis, Tennessee, Studio 8. I guess you can hear traffic out there. The temperature is 69 degrees, really nice, and light rain. And I think we got some rain coming this way, Memphis, Tennessee, too. Well, I am standing in for Candy tonight because she's in hospital. And we're going to do the show. It's a special back-to-school show, back-to-school special. And with me co-hosting tonight is Reverend, what did I do? This mouse is going particularly crazy. Reverend Douglas Martin. He's going to co-host the show with me tonight. And we have a special guest on, too, that's coming out. She works with schools and she does projects and everything. And so she's going to speak and tell you guys what she does and everything. So let me see if in the studio here, let me do a really, really quick. Okay, we're back. Okay, I guess the rain is interfering a little bit. I don't see Reverend's number, so I'm going to call him up. He might couldn't have gone through the studio. Let's see what he's saying here. No, let me get him off first. We'll just give him a call and call him up. I see that some of the kids are in the studio. They're going to talk to you and tell you how their first day or second day at school went, because in Tennessee, I believe they went back. Today was their first day. But in Mississippi, Friday was their first day, and this makes Monday makes the second day. All right, so let's see if we can get Reverend Doug into the studio here. Well, I just let me stop it. I didn't put the 901 in. You know, we do dial out of New York, so I didn't put the 901 in. That's why it's not ringing. Here we go. It'll probably work this time. It's solid. Reverend Doug, where are you? Hello, Reverend Doug. Well, all right, I may have to host the show tonight by myself. Okay, so if you're on a different number, Reverend Doug, please send me a text. And I'm going to stop the ringing now. Okay, so everybody, welcome back. We're going to go ahead and get started here. Back to school. Let me just say what I remember. I didn't like elementary school. And when I went to school, we had 3 full months of summer vacation, right? And let me turn off the sounds from outside of Times Square. And so, you know, the 3 months, we just enjoyed ourselves. So it seemed like it was the best time ever. It was like a year. 3 months seemed like a year to us. And so we were really, really kind of lazy after 3 months of vacation. And most of us didn't want to go back to school. And I didn't want to go back. I didn't like elementary school. I didn't like junior high much either. But I really began to blossom in high school. I liked high school, and then I loved college. So it's really interesting because it's different for everybody. So So we want to know about from your kids up there, how was it for you on your first day of school? Okay, it's Reverend Doug. He's in the studio now. I'm going to bring him in. Reverend Doug, hi.
Hey.
Yeah, so, I had just dialed you up because I didn't see you on the switchboard. So I'm so happy that you could co-host with me tonight. And I already told the audience that I'm standing in for Candy of Candy's Conversation because she's in hospital. And right now I would like to ask you if you'd be so kind that we would offer a prayer for her speedy recovery.
Yes, dear Lord God, keeper of heaven and earth, Lord, let's be know that you have your reasons, dear God, that all of us go through the trials and tribulations that we do. But we also acknowledge that our bodies are temples of God and they respond according to how we treat them. And keeping that in mind also too, dear God, we thank you for all that you have done for us from the moment of our birth and through all the trials and tribulations that we go through. And please bless our dear sister, Candy, and bring her back to us in the greatest of health. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, well, we're going to go to the lines right now and see if we've got some students that will tell us and share with us how the first day of school was. So all of you that are in the studio, please check some of the students, your kids, relatives, nephews, nieces, and have them dial in at 1-646-200-3422 and tell us how they feel about their first day going back to school. Our chat room is open also if you'd like to go in there and put in a comment. So we're going to go to the lines now. Oh, and don't forget, press 1, that'll raise your hand so that I know. After you dial the number, press 1. After you get into the studio, press 1. That lets me know that you want to share with us, okay? So we're going to the lines now, and we're taking our first student caller. Hi, students. How are you? Welcome to the studio.
Hi, Miss Emily.
Hi. How are you, dear?
Good.
This is one of our Teen Talkers. He is actually the host of the Teen Talkers that broadcasts mostly now on the radio. And so he's getting ready to have his own show. I got to talk to his parents first, but I think he's ready. So if they agree, then we're going to let him start broadcasting his own show next month. So, and this is Timothy of the Timothy Jones Animal Show. So, Timothy, tell us about your first day of school.
Well, my first day of school was going to fifth grade. And
all right. Did you say sixth grade?
Fifth.
Oh, so fifth. Five. Okay. The fifth grade. Okay.
And like last year in fourth grade, we transitioned to 3 classes.
Mm-hmm.
And my homeroom teacher teaches science and social studies.
Oh, that's one of your favorite subjects, science. I already know.
Yep.
So that's your new homeroom teacher. Teaches science, the one you're going to have for this year. Oh, I know you're excited about that. Okay.
So how was it today? Was it chaotic? Did everything run smooth?
It ran smoothly, and the school definitely looked different because at first the tiles on the floor were blue and white, and now it's just, it's like it's camouflaged. So they changed the entire school.
Oh, like, so y'all got a remake while y'all was out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so do you like it better than the old look?
No, I like the old look better because they make us have one space between us, and we have to stand on the color blocks because the white blocks show you the space between, and it's hard to see the lines through all of the camouflage.
I can imagine. Yeah, the blocks, you know, that is one thing that almost schools have. The flooring is in squares, and they're usually different colors because that way you can space the students in line, and everybody can line up unilaterally so that the line will be straight, and then you're not too close up on the person in front of you and vice versa. So now they've camouflaged it. That's going to really be hard. I hope the teachers they need to stop and think about that so they don't be fussing at you guys when you, you know, can't line up straight because of the camouflage. You know, that's a good point.
We actually lined up pretty straight today.
All right, then. So what happened today? Did y'all actually do any work? Were you just introducing yourselves around or what?
We were introducing ourselves, and we did just a little bit of work, but we have no homework for this entire week.
So every time I come home,
I can come on and celebrate.
Yay! We got to ring the bell on that one. That gives us we just gave a whole bunch of angels their wings for that bell. And let's hear from the audience. Pretty cool. Yeah, I think that was a good thing for them to do for you guys because, you know, you got to get settled in. You got to get wind down. You got to kind of get to know your new classmates, you know, one another. You got to kind of pick up on the teacher's personality.
Actually, everybody in my class I knew. It's not the same as last year, but I know every single person.
Really?
Everybody knows each other. Well, there's new students in different classes, but not in my class.
Not in your homeroom.
I knew every single person.
Well, that makes it feel better, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I was like, I wonder who some new students are going to be. Like, can I make friends with them or not?
Yeah, that's a big issue because, and you don't want bullies, you know, in your class, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. People just don't realize what you guys have to go through as students, do they?
Mm-hmm. Like, you have to really spend time with them to get and know them, to know if you can be friends with them or not.
Exactly. Sure. That's exactly right. So what would you like to say? You know, you're well above your age in knowledge. So what message would you have to say to those parents and the students that may be listening to the show tonight about going back to school, getting to settle in, you know, after a long vacation, et cetera, et cetera. What advice could you give them?
Well, the advice that I gave them was like, we're gonna have to get used to going back to the bathroom on schedule, not going too much, because like we had any time to go to the restroom because we're not in school, so we're gonna have to control that again. Because school, you'll have to have certain times that you go, because you can't go anytime you want. Like you can't juggle. Then and then, like 5 minutes later, then 5 minutes. You can't keep on doing that. You have to have certain times, like go. But and they give you restroom breaks and times where you can go in between classes. So you don't really have to go to the restroom that much.
Okay, that's some pretty good advice, because you're absolutely right. You know, when you're at home, too much. You just go when you want to go. No, you don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to have permission. You just go when you want to go. So it is kind
of, and school was fun because I got to play kickball.
You got to what?
I got to play kickball.
You got to play kickball. Oh, wow.
Yes, during recess.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Is that like soccer?
Kind of like soccer, but only there's like a team that kicks the ball, and you get to use your hands on the other team to catch the ball or tag them or touch base or something. It's kind of like baseball, but you're just kicking the ball, and you don't have a glove.
Okay, wonderful. So your first day at school sounds to me like it was totally awesome. Is that right?
Yes, it felt like last year. Because last year we did actually the same thing, played kickball and all that other stuff.
Yeah. And so you didn't mind. Were you kind of dreading going back to school, or were you excited to go back?
I was excited because I kept on waking up looking at my. I was like, when is morning going to get here? I need to go to school. I want to see if there's any new friends. I want to see my old friends. I just want to go back to school.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is so sweet. Reverend, did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. That was so sweet.
Well, Timothy, you are an A-plus student. He's an honor student, you guys, that are listening in. And I knew that would be his answer because he loves knowledge, and he is so, so smart. So I knew that he was going to be excited to get back to school. And, Timothy, I sure thank you and your parents for taking out time to call in and share with us about your first day of school. So I'm going to let you go because it is school night and you do have to get back and go to school. Is that all right?
Yes.
I mean, you have to get ready, you know, for the night and get ready for school tomorrow. Okay? But thank you so much.
I'll be able to do my homework fast because I'm ready for Miss Pointer's class, which I'm in. It's my homeroom. She said as long as you did your homework, she'll give you 100. But if you didn't do your homework, she's going to give you a 0. And she said it doesn't matter if it's correct or incorrect, but I'm going to make sure that mine's correct.
I know that's right. Exactly. Because you, young man, are professional, and you are a young professional broadcaster, soon to have your own show. So my encouragement to you is to soak up as much knowledge as you can, because you, in turn, will share that knowledge with your audience when you have your radio show, and also as host of the Teen Talkers, because you've already given us so much knowledge for the past 2 years. And it just seems like it doesn't. It's 2 years already. It went by fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it was really fast.
Well, I'll tell you what. I love you, and I love the fact that you love school. I love the fact that you're hungry for knowledge and that you're always excited to go to the knowledge place. So you keep that up, and I know nothing in the world can stop you from reaching your goal. I know from experience, because I was a nerd too. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't let those bullies and those kids that are not as smart as you, bring you down or make you feel bad just because you're smart. I was a nerd too, but I was a popular nerd. So you can still be popular as a nerd. You know, so if somebody calls you a nerd, you know what you tell them, and you can tell them that Miss Emily Pearl told you to tell them. You tell them just this right here. Yes, I may be a nerd, but I'm a popular nerd. How about that? Will that work?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm a nerd.
Oh, I don't. Okay. Well, excuse me. Yeah, he isn't because he does play sports, and he's a great fisherman. So he is an outdoors guy too. So you know what, Timothy? I have to agree with you. Well, all right, we're going to let you go and get another caller in, another student. Thank you again so much, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, night-to-night, I'll see you on your next Teen Talker show, or maybe your own show. I got to talk to your parents, because if they say it's okay and they think you're ready, then we would debut it. We put out the announcement, you know, like the last week in August, announcing when your show will be. So how about that? So I'll be talking to you either way. How about that? Real soon for September.
That would be great.
Oh, I forgot the most important thing. This is Miss Candy's show of Candy's Conversation, right? So she and I are teaming up every 9 weeks. We're going to give honor roll students a gift from the Candy's Conversation radio show. So that's when y'all get your report cards, right? So we want all of the.
We don't get report cards. We go on Class Dojo, and that's where our kind of like report cards is. That's our It's going to be like our Tuesday folders, but not really our Tuesday folders. It's just going to be telling our parents every day what are we doing.
Okay. Oh, so y'all not gonna get like A's and B's and things like that.
Well, we're gonna be getting that. It's just not gonna be like, you know how they send a piece of paper home and our parents have to sign it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna be like that. Our parents could look at our report card. Yes. But
anytime
they want. Yes.
Well, you guys have to print us a copy or fax us a copy or email us a copy of those grades. And every student is going to get a prize from us. And when y'all get our report cards, boys and girls. Okay? But we'll be explaining more about it. Because we got 9 weeks, so we'll be explaining about it even on Friday night show, okay?
But before you go,
I cannot believe she's doing this, but she is doing this. But We know she's lying down. Your host of Candy Conversation is on the switchboard. Hi, Candy.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Well,
hey, Candy.
We're doing good. How are you feeling?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to call in and say hi to everyone and say hi to Timothy. He sounded so very smart and intelligent. And I do know that some students have that, there are certain schools that do it the way that Timothy is speaking of. But I think you can request a paper copy or your grade, or you can screenshot it or whatever. And then we still be able to allow you to get those prizes for, you know, for your academic scoring. But we do want everyone to be involved. We want our children to challenge themselves this year and do the very best, because education is the key to the future. And I want you guys to know there's nothing wrong with being intelligent and smart. You can be cool and be smart as well. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't let anyone get in the way of your future and what is in store for you. But anyhow, I'm not going to stay long. I just want to stop by and say hi. And I love you guys. And you guys sound so awesome and did a great job. Thank you, Ms. Emily Pearl, for stepping in and carrying the torch on in my place. I really appreciate
anytime.
That.
Anytime.
I'm going to get off now because I'm not
we love you.
So well.
We did do a prayer for you. I'll put you back in the green room so you can hear the rest of the students if you feel like it, okay?
I will listen in. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, I'm putting your host back in the green room. Timothy, thank you. I'm going to go to the next call, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Night-night. Okay, let's get to our next caller. Hi, student. Welcome to the studio. Can you tell us about your first day at school?
I'm so bad. I'm grade one. I want to thank you for so bad.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
Student. How are you? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear us?
Hi, Miss Emily.
Hi, how are you doing?
This is Tia.
My girl Tia. Hi, Tia.
Yes,
you know, I know you got some exciting news.
Yes.
Tell everybody
your
first day of school.
My first day was so funny. We took a tour before we did our classes. Before we went to our extra classes, I actually like all my classes being one, but I like all my classes. I'm good in all my classes. I just don't like my fifth period teacher, but that's okay because I'm going to do what I got to do in his class and leave.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And then the most exciting thing is that your first day of school is first day of high school, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations. All right. So how was it? Did they go smooth with school operations?
Yes, ma'am.
Did
it
your
went
classroom
good.
Go
I just
smooth?
Had a real bad headache during the whole day. But it went good.
Oh. Okay. Well, were you excited to get back to school, or were you kind of
yes,
maybe another? You were excited to get back?
I really was.
Really?
Because, I had fun over the summer, but it's like that first day of school, that first Monday, it's just like it's so exciting because it's the first day of school. But after that, you be like, Monday, why you here so fast? Like, you just got here. No. Bye. It's too early for you to be here.
I know, right? So how many weeks do you think it'll be before you be bored and ready for another vacation?
I mean, not really, because, high school is different. So it's like I'll be ready to go to school because, Whitehaven, they have a lot of games, pep rallies and all that. So it's like it'll still be fun for me in school.
Okay. So did you see a lot of new students today? Because all of your
students.
I
mean, most of the people that go to White Haven.
Did you know them or did you not know them?
I mean, I know most of the people that go to White Haven, like some upperclassmen I know too. So it was like, it wasn't really nothing for me to just transfer from Havenbury to White Haven.
Okay.
Because I knew most of the 7th graders there. I know some 11th, 12th graders. And mostly all the 9th graders I know. So it wasn't nothing. It was fun.
Okay.
And it's fun watching dudes try to talk to you when you just got there on the first day. So it's like, wait a minute,
yeah.
It's already the first day.
So the boys were after you too.
I'm telling Miss Emily, I couldn't even get in the school building good.
Get out of the city, girl. You go, girl. Oh my goodness, that is so cute. Did you hear that, Reverend?
Yeah, I'm laughing so hard I can't even talk. But
oh my goodness!
That's the kind of testimony that if you ever had to turn in a resume and a portfolio, all it had to do was be audio.
I know, right?
You know, nothing visual. No, here's the audio. This is the audio of my first day of school. You know, and it's like here you got all these boys. Yeah, all these boys, you know, trying to win your favor and stuff. It's like, do you really need a picture of me now? Yeah.
Well, those of you that have not, you don't know Tia, but she is a beautiful young lady. She is pretty. So that's why I was really laughing. And I told her, you go, girl. Because I
Thank
know what
you,
she's
Ms.
saying is. I know what she's saying is definitely true. Okay, so what do you think that you're going to participate in? Any clubs or sports or band
to be
or
honest,
anything?
I honestly don't know. I mean, like,
yeah.
If I ever go to the doctor, I'm thinking about running track again. But, like, I honestly don't know if I want to run track or play basketball just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I mean, this is my first year here, so I'm not going to be doing anything my first year. That's how I feel. I feel like my first year is going to be my
I know
year
that's right.
Year. But my 10th grade year, and my 10th grade year, I'm going to be really focusing on, like, my academics, because I heard your 10th grade year is your hardest year. So maybe my 11th grade year, I might do something. It honestly just depends on how I feel.
Right. Well, I think a freshman going in should be laid back and just kind of observe and watch and, you know, just focus, you know, on your academics. But while you're doing that, you'll get a chance to see, you know, what's clicking and what's not clicking. What would be your niche, you know, where you think you would fit in, what, that sort of thing, so. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So thank you so much for calling in and sharing how your first day of high school was. That was exciting. Thank you, Tia.
You are.
We sure appreciate you. Okay, I'll put you in the green room, and we'll see if we have more calls. If y'all got in the studio and you want to talk about your first day of school, even the parents, you know, because I'm sure you asked your children, how was school today? So you can also share for them if you want. But I need you to press 1. Press 1 now. While we take just one little quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back. And then we'll see if we have any more callers. And if not, we will end the show. So just stay right there. Give us about 3 minutes, and we'll be right back.
Bad credit can be a thing of the past. We'll fix your credit and get you approved for a new home. All you need is a middle score of 640 for FHA approval, and we know how to get you there. We specialize in getting you approved for home financing. So call the credit doctor now. 901-355-3900. 2772. Tell us that you saw it on Facebook to receive quality Grayson. Call 901-355-2772. The Credit Doctor.
We're going to go right straight to the line. I see a hand raised. Caller or student, welcome to the studio. How was your first day of school? Hello, caller. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome to the studio. How was your children's first day of school, and how was your first day of school?
My first day, my children's first day was great. My youngest was real excited about going to the first grade. No special stories.
Yeah.
He's so nonchalant. I have a nonchalant child, so. But my oldest one, he doesn't like any of his classes. His first year in 10th grade. But he.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know anyone in his class, he said.
Yeah. He's going to have a take a little while to get settled in there, probably 2 to 3 weeks, maybe. What do you think, Karen?
Oh, he'll adjust. It doesn't take him long. He'll adjust.
And the first grader is
first
totally
grader
completely
and 10th grader.
Excited. I can tell those first graders, they always excited. And, but, you know, they get. Go ahead, Colin. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I ask him what his favorite thing is about school, he say lunch.
Michelle Obama.
I can't believe she ever got a school and stepped up the lunch menu. I can't believe that. Well, I hope they have. And that's a good thing. If if he was excited about lunch, that means that they have improved the food, which is a very, very good thing. Isn't it, Reverend?
Yes. I was just saying, you know, that would be a great testimony for Michelle Obama, because she put so much work into the, you know, the health of our children, you know, nationwide. You know, and it's kind of gone down since the Obamas left office. New legislation has been passed where the schools don't have to meet certain nutritional criteria, and so you know that's a really good testimony here in Shelby County that that we're choosing to. Keep the old policies, you know, and feed our children appropriately and healthy. That's really good.
Well, maybe they didn't keep it. Maybe that's why the food is better.
Might have went back to the hot sauce, you know. You know how the kids love the hot sauce, you know.
I know, but I don't think they should have it. But, Reverend, I want, as your guest, I didn't see her number.
I'm here.
Oh, this is you I'm talking to. Well, how about that then? Okay.
I thought I recognized the voice. I thought I recognized the voice. I said, wait a minute, that sounds like Tiffany. It's been a while since I talked to her, but that sounds like her.
Well, you know, you had me to write down the elder number I talked to you on today. That's what I was looking for. I apologize.
I'm sorry. I did.
Yeah. I would have brought you on at the top of the show, but that's okay. We still got listeners, and we still have listeners in our chat room. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience and tell them why you're on the show tonight.
Okay, peace and light, everyone. My name is Tiffany Brown. I'm the founder and the director of the Emmanuel Youth Center, where our purpose is to empower the youth in the city to make positive life choices that enables them to maximize their potential. So I believe all children are born with a gift, but some suffer from, lack of resources to things and being in a single-parent home. You don't have access to do all the things that is needed. So that would be the purpose of my center, because a lot of children tend to act out because they're holding in emotions to me that they're holding in emotions they don't know how to express. So if we tend to take their mind off of what's bothering them and focus on the talents that they have and the potential that they have, you know, we can bring it out and things can turn around for the children in the city. So that's the purpose of my outreach.
Sounds good. I love it.
Yeah, and we just had our back-to-school bash. Our first back-to-school bash was August the 5th, and we gave away over 200 backpacks. A person donated $100 worth of uniform shirts. We gave away two pair of shoes, two stuffed backpacks. We did free haircuts for the boys, and the girls got their nails and hair braided. We had food, games, activities. It was real nice.
That
it was real
nice.
Nice.
It was
nice.
Where did y'all have that event?
We had this at the North Fraser Community Center. That's where I'll be doing a lot of my events based out of that community center. Because I'm actually in the process trying to raise money for my 501c3.
Right.
So
okay.
I receive my 501c3, I'm limited without it as to what I can do. But once I receive it'll get greater.
It sure will. That's right.
Yeah,
and
I have
Go ahead.
Oh, I also want to let everyone know that I have a coat drive coming up. So if you would like to donate coats, you can find me on Facebook at the Emmanuel Youth Center.
All right. Well, I know everybody got some coats, but kids have outgrown. They're still in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
And adults, too, because, you know, our kids are kind of big.
Yeah.
Their age, you know. So
they are.
Some of them can wear, so some of them can wear those size coats too. So listen, everybody, pull out your heart and help Emmanuel Youth Center with this drive. And go to her Facebook page so you can follow her and find out when the dates are and the drop off locations. And would you give them the names again to look for on Facebook?
You can find us at the Emmanuel Youth Center on Facebook. And
can you spell that for them?
Yes.
Because I think one of them starts with an I, one starts with an E. Yeah, that's what I wanted
to
know. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, go ahead.
It's EmmanuelYouth Center, Emmanuel Youth Center.
Wonderful. Rev, you had a question? I had heard him talk
Yes, I did. I was wanting to make sure that the listeners know. I mean, besides just being able to follow you, looking up the Emmanuel Youth Center, but also if you could officially say, when and the next function is, the date and all the details on it.
My next function will be an all-girls event. The date is not in stone yet, but we're shooting for October the 14th, and this particular event will be called It's Straight to Wait. So we'll be talking to the girls from ages 10 to 17, and we'll be talking about, you know, hygiene and the pressures of sex, and without going too far into detail, you know. And then after, towards the end, you know, we will present the girls with, you know, a rose and a gift.
Aww.
Just to encourage them, uplifted. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. That would be something that the boys in their own capacity, you know, to get educated as well, because, you know,
yes.
the boys are the aggressors.
Yes, they're,
you know, for the most part, you know, things are kind of changing. You know, I got proposed to myself. You know,
I have never asked anybody to marry me. I can put that down on the record. So.
Well, yeah, we
wow.
haven't forgot about the boys. I have so many plans that I can't sleep at night, because I'm also working on a tutoring program where we want to start working on the ACT.
Okay.
We'll get them, and then I also want to, you know, partner with different schools in the neighborhood, in the Fraser neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
That way we can work with some students who may need tutoring. Because it's an imperative need. The test scores to come up, and the graduation rate has got to go up. And we don't want to see any more of our children in behind prison walls or in caskets.
Right.
We don't.
Amen.
So we have to keep them busy and let them know that regardless of what it seems out here, the same opportunity is out there for everyone.
And you know what else? Also too, and that is so wonderful. You know, and then when you go to the, you know, origin, you know, and get into our children's minds and heart. But then, you know, the most important thing that we overlook in the upbringing of children is the parenting.
Yes.
You know, and because unfortunately, being parents is getting ahead of being prepared to be parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, you have inexperienced parents and you have broken home because
right.
you know, children are being born, and the parents aren't crossing the threshold,
mm-hmm.
you know, together of mutual love and compatibility.
Right.
You know, that's going to bring about posterity.
Right.
You
that
know,
is,
and create
right.
legacies, and so the parenting job, especially prior to the age of five, I taught kindergarten a little bit at Newberry Elementary School. And it just amazed me how molded that the children already are by the age of five.
Yeah.
You know, of who they are,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, before the children get into school, you know, the direction, the reinforced direction that come from parenting, you know, and teaching your children to enjoy and love the things of education and being disciplined to education, you know,
right.
and
right.
uh,
And so,
send me a friend request because it's time for us to go. Send me a friend request, Emily Pearl Kirk, on Facebook, and I'll help you to, advertise your events and projects and things like that, because I'm a heavy promoter on Facebook.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I appreciate having me in, and thank you, Mr. Douglas.
And thank you so much, too, Tiffany.
We'll have you back.
I applaud your efforts, dear, and you keep it up, and I'll be in touch with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We'll have you back, Tiffany. Thank you. I'm in the green room, and we're going to end the show. Okay, then. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We had a great show tonight. And it is time for us to go. And Candy, when it's time for her to go, she just really just goes, you know. So since it's her show, I'm going to do it her way. And what she always say, Reverend, she say, you've been listening to Candy's conversation. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you same place, same station, same time.
But we'll be back.